North Carolina is home to some of the country's coolest inventors, scientists, and technical whizzes. Today we debut our new feature, Weird Science. In this occasional series, we'll take a few minutes to consider some of the most bizarre and brilliant of North Carolina's innovators. Joining us today to kick off the series is John Walker, president and founder of Zenf Studios. Welcome, John.
Welcome.
Well, let's go ahead and get it out there, John. You're in the business of bringing music back from the dead, correct?
Well, not exactly. What we do is we take piano recordings, for example, and we discover how every single note was played in that recording. You know, the exact microsecond it was played and how long it was held and so on, and we're able to recreate all over again the live performance that occurred. It doesn't need to be a dead performer. That could have, you know, the performance could have occurred live last night, but there was a cell phone or a baby crying at the
time. Right, it was a bad recording.
Right, that's all.
And how did, without getting too technical, how do you get the nuance of how hard that piano key was hit?
You're right. There's probably about 10 different things we have to discover on every single note of, you know, how hard it was pressed down and how your finger was picked up at the end and where the pedals and dampers and all those kinds of things are. And that's kind of what we do as a business. A lot of software involved with that.
And you're putting in the mistakes as well, right? If there's a famous piece and the guy hit a bum note or the woman hit a bum note, you're getting that in there as well.
What we're doing is complete, you know, taking as an historical document the original recording and not making any changes to it. So we're recreating it exactly as it's performed.
Well, let's listen to one of the recitals that you've brought back to life. This is Alfred Cortot playing Chopin's Prelude No. 3 in G minor. The quality in that recording isn't the greatest, but you've produced a fresh recording of that recital using your new technology. Let's listen to Zenf Studios' recreation of Alfred Cortot playing that same piece. It's a heck of a player piano you've developed there.
It's a very sophisticated robotics at this point, yes.
And this is you've developed this yourself?
The hardware is available on the market. There's very few of them, but we are completely focused on the software side.
So how do you think this technology is going to be marketed? Now that you've got it, you've got this this before and after comparison, what are you going to do with it?
So our business is working actually with the record labels who have, you know, big vaults of historical recordings, 20s, 30s, and 40s, that don't get listened to much anymore. Because like that first sample you just heard, it doesn't sound real good on an iPod or on a home theater surround system. So it's a chance to re-record some of the classics, performances you know, and hear them again. The hair stood up on my arm. Haven's looking at me. Same thing happened to her. Because it's an amazing experience to hear these performances again.
But have you had any takers yet?
Yes, we're working with, I'll just leave it at that, one of the top record labels right now, and the first four albums they've commissioned are absolute blockbusters.
Is anybody crying foul and going, this is sacrilege, you can't do this?
It happens in a way until they hear it. And then when they hear it, tears roll down their face and they're converts.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. That's the state of things for today. John Walker is president and founder of Zenf Studios, located in Raleigh. Thanks for talking with us today. And thank you for listening. If you have a comment about our show, drop us an email here at sot@wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Eric Hodge.